When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
So let's start with the game last night in Baltimore. You've got the Bengals down a touchdown and looking to either tie it or try and take the lead.
From the 5-yard line, Burrow catches the shotgun snap. He throws it into the end zone.
Boom.
Chase
Boom.
Makes the catch Boom. On the back line for the touchdown. And it looks like the Bengals will go for two with 38 seconds to go to try to win the game.
Good is that pass?
Pass is great. The route is great. You know, he's so tall. He can go up, but he's got big hands. He's got long arms. Here's the thing. How much money are they going to have to pay him? He's going to set the mark for wide receivers this offseason.
Well,
They haven't paid him yet.
No, remember he wasn't going to show up, and then he did.
You know, they did the same thing that the Vikings did with Justin Jefferson.
No,
it'll be this
right.
offseason, and he'll eclipse Justin Jefferson. These numbers that they're putting up are ridiculous. You know, and I just, here's the one thing. That defense has just been horrible for the Bengals. And that's Lou Anarumo. We love the guy. He's a Staten Island guy. Mm-hmm. I love the guy. And he's the guy that's always lauded every time they play Kansas City, how they bottle up Kansas City. This defense has been brutal.
So that gets them within a point. You heard Horde and Lapham talk about going for two for the lead. It wouldn't have been the win because there were still 40 seconds to go, but it would have put them in front.
Cincinnati down 35-34. Burrow in the shotgun. Two receivers to each side of the formation. Sample in the backfield to block. Burrow is ready. Extends the hands. Catches the shotgun snap. Looking. Throwing. Incomplete for Tanner Hudson at the goal line. There is no penalty flag down. And Cincinnati is going to lose by a point in Baltimore.
Again, Horn and Lapham, and there were potential two penalties on that play. The one, of course, to the face, and either the hold or the early contact.
I think if Burrow throws it in his chest, he's got a chance to make a play for it. He just threw it high.
Here was Al Michaels on Amazon after they talked to, I think it was Terry McCauley that looked at it and said the two penalties should have been called.
Too many games end this way. It's just good.
Yep.
You miss calls, the whole thing. It's so frustrating to the fans. So frustrating.
All right,
whatever, Al.
Was that Eddie or was that you?
That was Eddie.
I actually couldn't tell. My head was all right. First from the Ravens, they win the game 35-34. Some of these numbers are ridiculous. In the fourth quarter, mind you, Lamar Jackson threw three touchdown passes and 198 yards in the fourth quarter, including the go-ahead score to Rashad Bateman. I think he had a perfect passer rating in that fourth. He went for 290, four scores, ran for 33. Derrick Henry, another touchdown run. Here was John Harbaugh. Tough, but solid night.
We're very grateful for that win, and we're very grateful for our guys, man. The way our guys play, how they fight, how they don't give up. Just what he said, there's still time on the clock. You keep fighting. Found a way right down to the end. Even the defense getting the stop on the 2-point play. And that's what it took.
And
even the defense, which has been so terrible.
Committing two penalties. The whole thing changed. The whole night changed for Baltimore on the Chase Brown fumble.
The fumble.
Yeah.
They had the ball up 21-7, so about six and a half to go in the
rolling,
third.
They were rocking and rolling and getting ready to go downfield again. And unfortunately, you know, young man makes a crucial error, and then it leads to four straight possessions where the Baltimore Ravens scored touchdowns.
And then here you have these numbers for the Bengals. Joe Burrow, 420, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Jamar Chase, 11 catches, 264, three touchdowns of 67, 70, and 5 yards.
He's got like 457 yards in two games versus the Ravens this year, which is an NFL record.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Here was Burrow first. No call there on the 2-point conversion. There was another play, too, on that drive where he got hit late.
And they didn't call it.
Where they did not call it. Here was Burrow.
I feel like I've never really gotten those calls, so I don't really expect that. I felt like there were a couple that were close, but again, I don't expect those.
Here was Chase. So I'm going for 267. He's throwing for 400 yards, and we are 4-6.
Yeah, it's crazy to say that. I would never in a million years expect me to play this well, and he played this well, and we still have a record like this.
Well, they do. Here is Zach Taylor, the decision to go for two.
Zach, what was the thought process on the 2-point conversion?
Came here to win.
And they did not, and the Ravens are now 7-3.
You know, the thing about it is the Bengals get off these horrendously slow starts. Like the first month of the season. And that's where they put themselves, in this situation. Now, I think they're still good enough, and I still think they can make a run, and they should be able to get a wild card here. And then that's a team, because of that offense and that combination of Burrow and Chase, that you wouldn't want to play, assuming they all make it healthy to the end of the season.
What's their schedule look like? I'm looking it up right now. Is it favorable?
You know, they they're a team that can beat anybody they play.
So let's just take a look at their next four. So they're at the Chargers, home to the Steelers, at the Cowboys, at the Titans.
All right, so, I mean, they'll I don't know if they'll be favored in all four of those, but
they should be.
All right, at the very least, they should go 3-1.
Depending on what the Chargers do this week. You know, Chargers are going to be, you know, they play the Titans this week.
Mm-hmm.
They beat, see, and that's the thing for the Jets. Like, you see, look, these two teams got to play each other. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You got me?
Yes.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I will get back to the football in a moment, but there was news in the podcasting world where two people that we know quite closely were involved in the news, Sal and Gio.
Yeah.
How about that?
Wow.
They are making news. Sal was with Christopher Mad Dog Russo on the Jimmy Traina podcast. And Russo made it very clear that these two owe some money.
If he's not getting that high heat money, you and Giannotti definitely have to pay him back now.
That's a good point. And that's a lot of money, that high heat money. What are you doing there, Sal? You know what, Sal? Write yourself a check, mail it to Connecticut, have Jimmy put one of those stamp of authenticity things on it, and I'll cash it quick before it bounces, and you can have Giannotti do the same thing.
Mm. So there are two sides to every story here, mm-hmm. and I've told this story before on the air. So I get sucked into his, and it's my decision. I'm not blaming that, but it's the family thing. You know, right. This guy I grew up with. In or out? You know, and I'm sitting there making, I believe, either $26,000 or $31,000 a year. And he goes, we're going to have run sits and errors today. Cubs, Brewers, are you in or out? And I'm like, all right, I'll be in for 50. So, oh, no. 250 or more. I'm like, dog, are you part of the family or not? We're all in the family.
Man, I'll tell you what.
So I'm like, all right, fine. He's like, what? You know, after I say I'm in, he's doing his whole thing. He's in! He's part of the family! Ah! So like, I'm feeling great. Loss. Bang. He's like, don't worry, we'll get it back tomorrow. Boom. Loss. So then I'm down $1,100 to dog's bookie, essentially. So, like, this is years and years and years ago. So I don't mind telling this story. So this is what happened.
Yep.
I come in with a check. And I remember walking past control room on the left, Eddie Scazzeri's office on the right. I've got a check on me that I'm going to hand to dog. All right? Eddie Erickson walks out of the control room and he goes, you planning on paying dog today? Because I told him I was doing it. He's like, don't do it. His bookie got shut down by the cops. And I was like, huh? He's like, yeah. He's like, that guy's gone. We don't owe him any money. And I'm like, oh, great. This is awesome. So dog doesn't say anything because, like, he wasn't asking for the money. Nothing. So months go by, and then he leaves for Sirius for his $15 million contract. Nobody has heard from him. Nope. You remember this time, right? He was gone. Yeah. He was gone.
Oh,
called into Mike.
Here.
He cried. His dad came. Nobody had heard from him.
Yep.
So it was CeeLo in Astoria, picks up the newsroom phone, and he goes, what? Huh? Oh, yeah, he's right over here. Gio, it's dog for you. And I'm like, what? Like, there's no way it's dog. It's got to be Mike and Maya Pack Sour Shoes doing a dog impersonation. So I pick it up, newsroom Greg. Hey, listen, Greg, you still owe me that $1,100 for those run sits and errors. I had a terrible weekend in college football. Lost about $30,000. So whatever you could send me, anything, a couple hundred, whatever it is. And I'm like, is this guy serious?
Mm.
So I, from my point of story.
There has to be a statute of limitations.
Well, also, from what I knew and what I was told, was that the money that we owed one particular bookie was done because that guy was shut down and then those debts weren't.
And that was because Eddie Erickson told you
that. He told me that, yes. Now, if they really still ended up paying that money, that's a different story. But
the number sounds right because this is how the podcast actually opens.
Jimmy, a pleasure. And Sal, $875 in cash. Let's go.
Is that the number, Phil?
That's the number.
No interest,
that is that what Sal owes you?
And that was less than the babysitting credit that Chris gave Sal to take his kids to the park one day.
I mean, yeah. So he used to keep an index card inside of his folder with all the debt sheet on it, and that's I guarantee he still has it. Like if wherever he would be, ESPN series,
sounds like it.
He would open that thing up, be like, "All right, it's a 2007 Giannotti runs hits errors $1,100." I mean, those were. Honestly, it was some of the best times like I ever had in radio was because we were all together. So it would be I had finished up producing Joe and Evan. Eddie Erickson and Sal were producing Mike and the Mad Dog. We have a day game Cubs Brewers on in the newsroom with runs, hits, and errors that over under, which means every single play is like a thing. Like if you bet an under and over in that, like you are involved in every single pitch. So there was one. And like we're in the control room, like, and I'm in there like behind Eddie. Mike's not in on this, you know. And Joe Girardi is on the phone doing his weekly spot with them. And Dog goes because it was like extra innings, and we needed them to like not score or whatever it was. And Dog goes, "I need play by play in my ear." So as the Girardi interview is going on, Eddie Erickson's like, "All right, we got first and second. All right. Counts 3-2. You know, and he would ask a question, and then he'd go back to giving him the play-by-play.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. I know that we talked about how a lot of people get in trouble with gambling. I'm not trying to make it sound like the greatest thing in the world. You got to gamble responsibly, as we know. But during those times, we had a lot of fun and camaraderie in that Astoria newsroom, which has never really gotten back to that. And I don't think it just can't. It's impossible to get back to that feel in radio.
Well, there you definitely made the rounds podcast wise. So did your partner.
I'm a weather enthusiast.
Yes.
Yeah, where did that come
from?
Yeah,
that was on the Fox weather guys. Yeah. They have their podcast. And
hey, Steve and Ian, great to be with you guys. It's great to see you guys are inside, not outside, battling the weather. But I will say this. I love your show, and I actually love everything about you guys.
That is the Fox News Weather Update podcast.
Yes.
Which, if you're around at 8 o'clock tonight, we'll drop at 8 p.m. tonight.
Yeah. Nice. I was also asked after that to join the podcast one day. Hey, we got Boomer on. Love to have you as well at some point.
You'd have got to be some sort of special loser.
Oh, it's just not nice.
I'm a weather enthusiast.
I am a weather enthusiast. You guys know that.
Yeah. And they those are big fans, those guys.
Right. Yes,
and they
said that. But I've spoken about them many times on this radio program. One of their buddies, you know, tipped them off on that.
Yeah.
And so they
reached
out.
Big Ranger fan.
Yes.
Yes. And listener. I did.
Yes.
I did.
100%.
So you guys really making the rounds yesterday.
Yeah, big deal. Yeah, I mean, mine was a little more interesting.
yes, probably.
Well, I got 42 minutes to go through still, so we'll see what else we come up with.
What a niche podcast that is. Fox Weather Podcast.
Very niche, because what they do it around all the football games, like what's going on. So one of the games this week, you know, the Bears are supposed to have a very windy day. Outside Chicago. So these guys talk about, you know, the weather and how it impacts football games.
Really? Going to be windy in Chicago, huh?
Right, yeah.
No. You know, they should call it the Windy City. Because it seems to happen a lot out there.
And you guys are bad, man. I'm telling you.
Going to be warm in Miami this weekend.
Listen, I can tell you one thing. I can tell you one thing. You know, you're not talking about, you know, sticks and berries like you and Al.
Oh boy. Knicks tonight home for the Bucks. The Nets are in Boston. The Sabres beat the Rangers 6-1. They scored 4 times in the second period.
Why so sad, sugar muffin?
The Devils beat the Canadiens 5-3. Islanders double up the Senators 4-2.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.